Chapter 5. Bethel. When Jacob had to leave his father's house, he went out toward the land where Abraham came from. He had deceived his blind father Isaac by pretending he was Esau, and so got the blessing. This made Esau angry, and Jacob had to flee from him. He had to leave his father and mother and go alone on that long, dangerous journey. How troubled he must have been, and no doubt wished he had not deceived his father. His mother, Rebekah, who had helped him do this, never saw her son Jacob again. So you see what punishment we bring upon ourselves when we do wrong. Well, there goes poor Jacob all alone, away from his parents and their happy home. He was not a mere boy, as we might suppose, for he was about 70 years old. But that was not very old in those days, for Jacob lived to be more than twice as old as that, and he was not married when he left home. He went on his way, and when night came, he lay down on the ground with the hard stones for a pillow. No doubt, too, there were many dangers all around him, but we shall see that God had mercy on him and protected and blessed him. As he slept upon the ground, Jacob had a wonderful dream. He dreamed that he saw a ladder, which reached from the ground right up to heaven, and he saw the angels of God going up and down the ladder. But what was more wonderful, the Lord appeared above the ladder and spoke to Jacob. He told him that he was the God of his fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and that he would give to him and his children the land on which he was lying. This was the land of Canaan, which we have told you about. God said also that he would be with Jacob, and would keep him in all the places where he was going, and would bring him back again to the promised land. Then Jacob waked out of his sleep, and he felt that the Lord was in that place, although he had not known it before. So he called it Bethel, which means the house of God. Jacob also vowed a vow, and said that if God would be with him, and keep him, and would give him bread to eat, and clothes to wear, and bring him back to his father's house in peace, then the Lord should be his God, and Bethel should be God's house. So he set up a stone for a pillar to mark the spot where God had come to him. He promised also to give back to God a tenth part of all that God would give him. Jacob now went on his way until he came to the home of his uncle Laban. There he lived for 20 years, and looked after the sheep and goats that belonged to Laban. Then God came to Jacob again in a dream, and told him to return to his own land and to his father's house. On his way back, after he had met his brother Esau, Jacob was told to go again to Bethel. So he came to Bethel, and built an altar there, and worshipped the God of Bethel. Then God came to Jacob again, and once more blessed him, and promised to give him the land. You will see what a very special place Bethel was to Jacob, or Israel, as he was now called. Many years afterwards, when the children of Joseph came into the land of Canaan, they went up against Bethel to take it for themselves, for that was a part of the land which was to be theirs. On their way, they met a man coming out of the city, and they asked him to show them the way into the city. So he showed them, and they went in and took the city. But they saved the man who had shown them the way and all his family, and he went into another country and built a city which he called Luz, which was the name of Bethel before Jacob went there. In the days of Samuel, Bethel was one of the cities where he went to judge the people of Israel. Later on, after King Solomon had died, his son Rehoboam came to the throne. But the people did not like him to be their king, and 10 of the 12 tribes left him and made Jeroboam their king. He was a wicked king and taught the people to worship idols. He made 2 calves of gold and put one of them in Bethel and told the people to go and worship that instead of going up to Jerusalem to the temple. He made an altar also in Bethel, and put priests there to offer sacrifices to the golden calf. God sent a prophet to Bethel to show Jeroboam how wicked he was. And when Jeroboam put out his hand to take the prophet, God made his hand dry up so that it was useless. The king then asked the prophet to pray that his hand might be restored, and God, in his great mercy, did this. In the days of Elisha, a dreadful thing happened in Bethel, which shows how God will punish those who mock him or his servants, even though they may be children. As Elisha was going up to Bethel, the children came out and mocked him, calling him bald head. But he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. Then there came 2 fierce mother bears out of the wood and attacked 42 of the children. Now there is something better we have to tell you about Bethel. You will remember hearing about good Josiah, who was only a child when he was made king. He was a godly young man and hated the idols which Israel had made. So he went to Bethel and broke down the altar which they had used there to sacrifice to the golden calf. You can read about Jacob at Bethel in Genesis chapters 28 and 35, about Jeroboam in the first book of Kings, chapters 12 and 13, about Elisha at Bethel in the 2nd of Kings, chapter 2, and about Josiah in chapter 23.